Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aharon Sorcher. Maseches Beitza has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Friedman, Leila Nishmas, Menachem Ben Yosef, and Tzina Devora Bas Yechiel.
Learning Maseches Beya, Daf Chof. Before we start Daf Chof, there's one hour I wanted to say over from Daf Yotessim and Beis. The Gemara there brought a braisa that says, you can't bring Taida on Pesach and the Chometz Shabbat because it's Chometz. And the Gemara explains it means even Erev Pesach you can't bring it because you won't be able to have the full time to eat it. You can't bring it on Shuas because it's Yomtif. And there's a problem with Darim and the Davis aren't craving me Yomtif. But you could bring a Taida on Chag HaSukkos. Rabbi Shimon seems to say you can't. And the Gemara explains the machlokes is negay to the halacha of Baal Ta'achir. Al kol panim, first when the Gemara said of mevi adam tadase b'chaga sukkas, the Gemara says that what are we talking about? If we're talking about the yomtiv of sukkas, it says you can't bring it on Shavuos because you don't bring the darim and the davis b'yomtiv, so sukkas would be the same din. Elamayim must mean cholamayit of sukkas. So the Gemara says on that maskevlar abzeirim hash to slutim esaltinim if you even chop wood. On Cholamayin. The Dharma and the Davis, Mibayas, is certainly allowed to bring the Dharma and the Davis on Cholamayin. There's no Havim in it that you can't bring the Dharma and the Davis on Cholamayin, that you have to bring a Braisa to tell you that you don't bring the Dharma and the Davis, that you could bring a Taida on Cholamayin. If you could even chop wood on Cholamayin, you could do Malachas on Cholamayin, Savada, you could bring the Dharma and the Davis on Cholamayin. So, the Achreinim and Bemis and the Rishainim also, the Shita Mekubetzis here in Beyam and the Shita Mekubetzis in Tmura, have a kasha. The Gemara in Tmura that Fidalim and Bey says, Eila Tasla Hashem b'mayadeichem, Limin on the Dharma Nidava Shekrevim Mechayla Shalmait. The Gemara in Tmura that Fidalim and Bey, it's mashmah that we learn it from a pasuk that in Dharma Nidava Shekrevim Mechalamait. This Gemara says, is mamish no havimina, hash to slutim asaltinan. The Dharma the Davis mi bayim. The Nakamari says limit al Dharma Davis should crave him b'chayla shalmayit. Is the Shita Mekubetzis both here and also in Temura says that the Pshat in Nakamari limit al Dharma the Davis should crave him b'chayla shalmayit. The Pshat in Nakamari is that you mechuyif to bring the Dharma the Davis b'chayla shalmayit. Stam that you should bring extra karbonis. You'll have a big simcha. You'll be able to eat basar. There's a din. It's not saying that there's a heter to bring. It's telling you that there's a mitzvah, extra mitzvah to bring the Dharma and the Davis b'chala shemayit. Up in the Rambam, it's mefurish not the way. The Rambam at the end of Perek Aleph and Ulchus Chagiga, he brings down this pasuk, Eilatas Shem Adechem, to teach you that you can bring the Dharma and the Davis b'chala shemayit, that it's mutter to bring the Dharma and the Davis b'chala shemayit, Shenemar, Eilatas Shem Adechem, they learn from this pasuk that you can bring the Dharma and the Davis b'chala shemayit. So obviously he learned the Gemara in Temura Kapshutai, that it means that there's a heter to bring the Dharma and Davas Bechel Shemayin. So if them you have it shver, this Gemara says you bechal don't need any limit, it's pashut you can bring the Dharma and Davas and Chalamayit. So the Pnei Yeshua over here, and the Sfas Emnes and Tzmura says a teretz, that Agamar is talking about a taida. A taida is a carbon that you eat. Even though on Yontif you're not allowed to, we said a sorry before, it's not called Tzarech Echol Nefesh, but that's on Yontif which has more restrictions. On Cholamayin, since Lamaisi, you're going to eat the carbon, Avad is no Havimin to ask to bring the carbon, at carbon Taida, on Cholamayin, the Rais doesn't have to tell you. Because it's a carbon that you eat. It's something which is Atzayri Chamayin, because Lamaisi, you're going to eat from it. Mashenkein, the Gemara in Temura, you could say that the Ikka Pasuk is telling you that you can bring Oilais, Eilu Tashel Hashem Mayadechem. It says, the Ikka Pasuk is to teach you that you can bring Eilus on Cholamayit. Eilus, you would think there's no Tzarech B'chlal. So Meila, it's not called Tzarech Hamayit. You wouldn't be allowed to do it. You know, the Kasha has to Slutim Esaltinan. You're allowed to chop wood, the Tzarech Hamayit. If you need wood on Cholamayit, you're allowed to chop the wood. But if it's not Tzarech Hamayit, Malachas Aras on Cholamayit, not Tzarech Hamayit. So this Gemara is talking about a Taida, Kachim Kal, which the Bailam could eat. So Mimela, Avadi, you could bring in a Cholamayit. You eat it. Mashenken, Eilus, which you don't eat, there's no Tzarech B'chlal, then you need a Pasuk to be Matir. Now the Sasemis is bothered with the Kasha, that's right, the one you need a Pasuk for. By Yom Tov, really, you could bring the Dharma to Davis. They have a meat. Lachem v'loy l'gvaya. Lachem v'loy l'gvaya teaches you that you can't bring the Dharma to Davis on Yom Tov. Lachem v'loy l'gvaya is by Yom Tov. B'chol amay, there is no lachem v'loy l'gvaya. So why do you need an extra lima that it's mutter if the whole issue on Yom Tov comes from lachem v'loy l'gvaya? So, b'chol amay, there is no lima of lachem v'loy l'gvaya. So why it should be mutter? So, this alone, maybe you can answer like this. We, Bemison, in the previous shiur, said there's a machlokes, that Enechanami Taisus and Afyud Beis learns that Lechem V'loy L'Gvay is Afka, why you don't say Mitaich, and why you're not allowed to bring an Oila on Yom Tov, and you don't say Mitaich, Shuchi L'Tzerich, Shuchi Namish L'Tzerich, is also Lechem V'loy L'Gvay, and that's why it's only an essay. But Taisus over here was Mashma, that according to Beis Hillel, B'chlal, you don't need the Pasuk of Lechem V'loy L'Gvaya. Now the Taisus on that, if you test him in Aleph, is Mashma, you don't need the Pasuk of Lechem V'loy L'Gvaya according to Beis Hillel, B'chlal. Because if Lechem V'loy L'Gvaya would be Afkar, so then he wouldn't have a Kasha, why need Lashem for Tepik Lei Beis Hillel Olzim Mitaich. So we spoke then, that the Pshat is a Taisus holds that there is no Mitaich L'Gab in Dharm and Adam. So that's what the Sfasem says earlier. The Taisus holds that Nidarm and Adavis is Bechlalo Dinam Mitaich. So, Eiva Zai, it could be that even if you don't have a Bezunder Pasuk Elechem V'loy L'Gvaya, but Lamais is not called Tzarech HaMayit. If it's not called Tzarech HaMayit, it'll be Asan Chalamayit. Am Yesh L'Ayin, what's the din? You want to cook for a guy on Chalamayit. You want a Shech to cook for a guy on Chalamayit. And Yant, if you have a din of Lechem V'loy L'Akum, on Chalamayit, you don't have such a din. Could be it's Asr, could be it's you're doing Malach on Chalamayit, it's not Letzarech HaMayit. Unless you have a Bezunder, it's Tzarech HaMayit, why you need the guy to eat? If that's called Tzarech HaMayit, so then maybe it'll be Mutter. But let's say it's not a Tzarech HaMayit B'chlal. You could cook for him after Yom Tov. You don't have to cook on Yom Tov. You decide you want to cook for him on Yom Tov, but it's not Letzarech HaMayit. So it could be, even without a Bezunder Lechem V'loy L'Gayim on Chalamayit, it's not called Tzarech HaMayit. So that's could be, you could say, all mitzvahs are called Tzarech HaMayit. If you can do the mitzvah afterwards, you want to write Chedush Tzarech HaMayit, and there's no reason why you have to write it now, you can do it afterwards. It's not called Tzarech HaMayit, it could be Tzasser. So Mele, it could be you need a Pasuk to tell you that no, that there are no restrictions of Karbanis on HaMayit. That's the Pasuk, Eilu Tassel Shem HaMayadechem, these you do on the Mayadim, Levad Minidrechem, and the Veseichem, a first Pasuk, that you could bring the Dharma and the Davos on HaMayit, that there are no restrictions of the Dharma Davos Chalamayit. Without the Pasuk, you would say that it's not Tzarech HaMayit B'chlal. Again, Kachim Kalim, Taida, that's what Agamar holds. Since you could eat it, so that's a Vada Tzarech HaMayit. So Hash Eslutim Eslatina, you don't even need a Pasuk. But Eilis, maybe you need a Pasuk. But the Shverkite is, and this the Turi Evin in Chagiga Daf Yud Ches is Ma'ir, that will be very good, like the Rishayna that hold that Malachas HaChalamayit is an Issad De'Aisa. There's mashal chachamim to know which malachas are also, which malachas are mutter. So then you could say that the dimnisa der aisa to bring the dharma and the davas a chalamayid, akapanim aylois, and you need the pasuk to be matter it. And Agamar is talking about shlamim like we said. But if either we shine him that hold, that malachas a chalamayid a bachlam and nisa der aisa, the whole inyan of malachas a chalamayid is nisa der abanan. And lagabe, Midayraisa Chalamayit is Mamish Adin Chayil, there's no restrictions in Malacha, so then it's a Mamish Apala. What's the Pshat that you should need a Pasuk to tell you in a Dharma Davis of a Chalamayit? So as you could say, maybe the Rishayna that holds us to Rabbanim will learn the Gemara in Tmura like the Shita Mukabetzes. That doesn't mean that it's Mutter, it means that there's a mitzvah to bring Chalamayit. But the Rambam, like we said, the Rambam is Mefurish that he learned up that the Pasuk's telling you that you could bring the Dharma Davas Chalamayit, there's a hetter to bring the Dharma Davas Chalamayit. And the Rambam is from the Rishayna that all that the Malach of Chalamayit is the Rabbanan. So Mela, what's the Pshat in the Gemara in Tumura? So there's a Teres in the Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Shinchav Gimel, and Bemis is Mechavim to the Tzlach. The Tzlach is not Mamashay in Yetesim Midbeis, it's a little bit later, it's on Chafim Midbeis, and he says Mamash the same Vart, that the Gemara there is not a Lima that Midaraisa, it's Mutter. Now it goes like this, like the Yeduah Dikataz, is a Taz, it's in Yeredei, Simen Kuf Yud Zayin, it's in Arachayim, Simen Tav Kuf Peches, it's in Chayshimish, with Simen Beis, he says, look, Abba Kamen Yonim, that when the Torah says, Mufurish a Heter on something, the Torah says, this and this is Mutter, then Chazal can't answer it. If the Torah wouldn't say, on this particular thing, in this particular life, and it's Mutter, So midiraisa it's mutter, but Chazal can ask you. But if the Torah says mefurish that it's mutter in this eifin, Chazal can't ask you. That's how he explains why when goes a meal on Shabbos, Shemi Avirena Dal Amishis Arabim. He says, because since the Torah, the Bezundur Limud Ubiyayim, Afila B'Shabbos, to teach you that meal is mutter on Shabbos, Chazal can't ask you it. Even though Tkiya Shafer, even though Avadim midiraisa, you blow Shafer on Shabbos. But the Torah never said mefurish that you blow Shafer on Shabbos like it had by Mila. That's the svarah from the Taz. So Zak the Minchas Chinuch, that the Gemara is just saying that maybe Chazal would have asked to bring the Dharma and the Davos Cholamayit. Maybe Midrabanan it would be Asr. But since you have a Beferish Apostle telling you that you bring the Dharma and the Davos Cholamayit, it's not Chach that Midrabanan it should be Asr. That's a pshat. It's not an extra Pasuk which teaches you Allah and Midrais. It's Limeid. From this pasuk, which mentions that you bring these nedarim and davas and cholamayit, limeid, you see that avad that's mut their rabbanan can't aser. That's what he says. The tzlach says in the afchav. The gemara says that nedarim and davas are not craven beyond. This is loytei midarais and mechzei chazi rabbanan who degazir bu gzei reshem meyisha. He says you might think the gemara says don't say that really midarais it's mut, but the rabbanan will guys that don't bring the davas yantiv, so you shouldn't wait till yantiv to bring it. So he says the gemara says it's not that way. So he says, if it would be al tzeir shem yisha, so why would they only ask for a yantif? You have the problem shem yisha and chalamayit also? So he says, the shtickle. He says, because chalamayit they can ask it. It's mefurish the pasuk, el tash shem adechem. I'll be the site of the taz. Whatever's mefurish in the pasuk that's mutter, Chazal can't ask it. It can't be their bun and answering. And he says, and that's takab shat in the Gemara and Tumur of Limeid, that it's not shayach that Chazal should ask it because it is pasuk, namish like the minchas chinuch. And now let's see the Gemara Vaita. The Gemara at the end of the Afya Testament base. The Gemara says, "Maybe Adam Teidasei b'Chag Sukkot Yoytzei Dechavasi Mishum Simcha, then Yoytzei Mishum Chagiga." If you could bring a Teid on Sukkot, Reb Shimon says, you'll be Yoytzei the mitzvah of Simcha in it, because the mitzvah of Simcha you could bring from a Davar Shebechayva. As long as you're eating Basa Shlamim for Simcha, it's considered a mitzvah of Simcha. Mashaken, you're not Yoytzei Mishum Chagiga because it's a Davar Shebechayva. Chagiga is a chiv, you have to bring the chiv minachul, and you can't take a taida and use it for chagiga. So the Gemara says, Pshita, davar shebechayvi, v'chol davar shebechayvi, in a barla minachulin. It's pashat that you can't use a taida for chagiga. Chagiga is a davar shebechayva, you need chulin. You can't bring the dharma and the davar, since you're ready, mechayiv. So the Gemara says, L'tzricha d'afagav d'parsh. Even though he spoke out when he was made the neder to bring the taida, he spoke out that it should also work for a chagiga. So he says, he says, I'm going to bring a taid and also be yaitza chagiga with it. I want to be a nazir, but I want to use for the teglachas, bonus nazir that I have to bring by the teglachas, the kabbanis nazir will come from mayis ma'is hasheni. Amalei, nader ve'ena yaitza, nazir ve'ena megaleach. It's taka neder, and he's not yaitza. It's taka nazir. Ve'ena megaleach. He has to be megaleach from chulin, and he's not yaitza mishum chagiga. What's the reason why? What's the reason why he's not yaitza? So Rashi says. Rashi says, once he said a re'alai, he's neschayiv, amir lekvayik, and mishir lehedit. So when he said a re'alai taida, he's already mechuyiv in a taida. Now that he says, amanas, we'll see. So since he's already chayiv in a taida, and a chiv taida is a vada something which he can't be yaitzim mishum chagiga. So mamele, he's already chayiv. So he can't make any tnon. And the same thing with the nazir. If he says, I'm a nazir, he's already chayiv in a regular nazirus, which would have to be megaleach for my school, not for my ma'aseh sheni. Now that he says, I'll be megaleach ma'aseh sheni, it's too late. He already is a regular nazir. Zok taisis. So only if he said it that way. But if he said the opposite, I'm a nasha yaitzim mishum chagiga harei alai taida. He first said, Al Nasha Eitzim Mishum Chagiga, and then he said, Arei Alei Taida. And by Nazir also, if he says, Al Nasha Galech Mimayis Maisesheni, Arei Alei Nazir, Arei Ni Nazir, so then it would work. And he says, V'chein Mashma B'samach, and V'chein Pirish B'kunturis. That's the same pshat of Rashi, that the pshat is that once it was already Chal the Chiyav regular, now you can't go and change and make changes. But if you already said, before you said the Chiyav, how you want the Chiyav to be Chal, that would work. So the Sfasem is here, and a little more the Keren Oira. In Nazir Daf Yud Aleph from an Aleph is bothered. There it says in Nazir L'mashal, it says a whole thing. It says, Areini Nazir Minachatzanim. Let's say someone says he's a Nazir, but not with all the din in his ears. Or any Nazir, I'm Nasha Galech of Beis Chayinya. I'll be a Nazir, but I don't want to do the Geluch in the Beis HaMikdash. I want to do it in Beis Chayinya. It's another place where they brought Karbanis. So the Gemara says he's a full Nazir. He's a full Nazir, because it's Masna Masha Kasa B'Teir. Anytime you Masna Masha Kasa B'Teir, it's Batal. You go to Isha, say, Rei Mekadesh Esli, I'm Nasha, Ein Lech Lai Sheik Sesvayna. As a Shail, that may be Dava Shibamam, and it's a Machlaikis Tanon. But if it's Masna Masha Kasa B'Teir, she's Mekadesh Esli, and you Mechliv in Sheik Sesvayna. So normally when you have a Masna Masha Kasa B'Teir, the Tanai is Batal, and the Maisa is Kayim. What's the Pshat that Taisa says that if you said it the other way around, it would work? You don't have this din. L'chayr it's a maslo mashe kasa b'teir. So the Emes Shita Mekabetzis here brings such a shita. He brings a shita that the reason is because it's maslo mashe kasa b'teir. And the shita asks on him that Ayibazai, so everything should be batal. The whole neder of Teir, the whole neder of Nazirah should be batal. L'chayr it's shmer, l'chayr the Eshmi Shapirish Tashtim with the other sugis and shas, that when someone wants to make a chalais and make changes on maslo mashe kasa b'teir, the chalais is chal, with the way the Torah says it. So here also, you say you want to bring a Taida, and the halach is that Dvarim Shebuchai Ve'ein Ebal Menachulin, the neder of the Taida should be chal, but this tonight that he's making, this stipulation that he should be Eitzach Hagigah, that's Dvarim B'Teilim, it's Masa Mashkasa B'Teir. But Rashi and Taisa say it's only because it's already chal, and then he made Nasna. And like Taisa's Mefurish, if he said Nasna first, Nasna would work. The Shaila is why? Why isn't it the Pasha the Masa Mashkasa B'Teir? To the Karanayim and the Svasemis learn up in Taisus that when he says loy, he means that the whole ned is not chal. Not the pshat that the ned is chal, he's a nazir and he taka could be megaleich mi mayis mayis hasheni, or that he's chayav a taid and it could be yaitzi yedei chagiga. No, avada you can't do it connected the Taira. The Taira says that davar shebechayav in a bolam and a chulin. So mel, it's not shayach to do that. But the pshat is the whole ned won't be chal. But that's also a bissel shver. You find in other places that when you try to be Masna Mash Kasa B'Teir, the Mais is Chal, the Tanai is Batal. A bissel shver. But the Me'iri says Mefurish, he brings such a thing. The Me'iri says Mefurish, the Mhikdim is a Tanai, Yero Elisha Ein HaNeder Neder, V'yesh Cholkim Medover. But the Me'iri says, clearly like they're learning, that the Pshat, when you make them the Tanai, it's not the Pshat that would work the way he said, that'll be a Nazir and it could be Megalech Me'mais Meiser, or it's a Taid and it could be Eitzi Dei Chagiga. That's not what's going to happen. The whole Neder won't be Chal. If you did this first, so the Pshat is you made a regular Neder Nazir. Now you want to make changes, it's too late. You made a regular Neder of Taid and now it's too late. But if you'd have said that first, Taisus just says that wouldn't be the Din. What is the Din? So the Me'iri has a Pshat that nothing's Chal because it can't be Chal with the changes. That's not Shaykh. That's not Masna Mashkasa B'Teir. And Mamela, nothing's chal. Because we have a bissel shver. In other places, it says when you Masna Mashkasa B'Teir, okay, the Tanai is batal and the snow is chal. But the Ravid in Asagis at the end of Perek Beis and Milchus Chagiga, he's Mefurish that if you taka made an emesah snow, then the Tanai is, then the neder is chal. You take a mechuyev a taid, then you are yaitzim mishum chagiga. Because the Rambam says a little different than Agamar. The Rambam says a lashin harei le taid a she eitzay by yedei chagiga. That's the Rambam's nusach. So the Ravid writes, and Agamar doesn't say she eitzay by yedei chagiga. It says ve eitzay by yedei chagiga. So in the Gemara is two things: harei le taid a, b ve eitzay by mishum chagiga. So that doesn't work because once you say harei le taid, it's chal and gatzin. The Eitzba Mishum Chagiga, that's already too late, you can't play around. But if you say, Harei Elai Taida, She Eitzba Mishum Chagiga, that's one sentence. I want what type of a Taida, the description is, She Eitzba Mishum Chagiga. So then you don't say it's too late, that's a Tanai. Then Avadi will be Chayiv a Taida, and you will be Eitzba Mishum Chagiga. On the Rambam, you could learn, like we said, but the Shita that the Shita Mekabetzis brings, and that would stem with Gan Shas, that he holds it's a Masna Mashkasa B'Teir, the Mais is Kaim, and the Tanai is Batal, even if you made it Tanai. The Kesem Mishnah Granda says that the Rambam holds that even She Eitzei it would work that way, that it's first Chal the Rei Elai Taida, and the She Eitzei doesn't work again. The Rambam can be maskim to Taisa's Vart that if you say first Eitzei by Mishnah Chagiga and then say Rei Elai Taida, it will be different. But I'll upon him, Vim is Alnarnish Lenin and the Rambam, but the Ravid's Mefurish that you could make it a Taida, which will be Yaitzim Mishum Chagiga, Fegin Achreinim, it's Masna Mashkasa B'Teir. So Rabbi Chanan and Kaivet Shurim says avert, because the din of the Ravid holds that the din of Kol Davish and Bechayvin Ein Abal and Menachulin is not a din Li'ikuvah, it's a din L'chatchila. But it's a bissel shver. First of all, L'chayr, it's mashmitz Li'ikuvah. And second of all, even if it's in L'chachila, it's Yimash the Mashkaz of Atayr. That's the fact of Shleimah Zalmanobach and the Sefer Mincha Shleimah and also in the Birchas Avram. They both have the same shtickel. So they both say the same shtickel. That the din of, they want to say like this, the din of answer the Ravid, and then you can learn Rashi and Taisa Sosa that way. The din of Kol Davish Shebechayva, Ein Abal Menachulin is the pshat, that once you chayiv, if you chayiv something, you can't pay up your chayiv for something which is not yours. The Chedushim Iri says that Mefuri is such a lashon. The Chedushim Iri says, Kevin Shechayv, Eich Yivka Chayvasli B'makamacha, how could he be pay back his chayiv, Mekayim his chayiv, if he's chayiv in that thing also? That's the problem. It's a chsarin and the praying chayiv. So it could be even if it's li'ikuva. But that's the chsarin. So I bezai, if the way you shtel levek your chayiv, you originally shtel levek the chayiv, that you're not chayiv, you limited your chayiv. So in Mele, there's no makam to say of kol davish shebechayiv in a ba'al menachulin. Kol davish shebechayiv, if it is already a chayiv, and now you want to be mekayim your chayiv, with kachim, you can't. It's not the other. It's not yours. It doesn't belong to you. That's not the eifin adibim kaim the chayiv. The chayiv is to pay your own thing, not to take something which you're ready in the chayiv. Masha'en kain, if you originally in the chayiv said, like, arei elai nozer, agalech humayis maisa sheni. So the original chayiv wasn't a chayiv stamazai. The chayiv was limited that I could pay with maisa sheni. So since you're making the chayiv, you can limit the chayiv that way. That's not called the master mashkasa b'tayu. And the same thing when you say Arei Lai Taidav Eitzim Mishum Chagiga, you're saying I'm not Mechuyev at Taidav Eitzim, I'm Mechuyev at Taidav, but even then I still could use it for a Chagiga. So that's a limitation in Yechiyev Taidav, but mainly you could use a Chagiga, it's not called the Masna Mashkasa B'Tayr. Erech a similar vart to Ramesha Salvechik and the Chushe Gram Malei Veil Aramba. On Chisant, the Lecha Mishnah wants to learn in the Asagas Arayvot, he says the Asagas Arayvot is only on the Rambam here by Chagiga, where the Rambam said Arei Lai Taidasi She'etzi by Mishum Chagiga. Come to Rav and says, no, it's ve'etze by Mishum Chagiga. She'etze Mishum Chagiga avada, he would be able to be etze. When the Rambam said, l'gabi nozer, ha're'elai nozer, and the Rambam doesn't say out the Gemara, ve'agalech v'mayis ma'isa sheni. The Rambam says, al'manashe galech v'mayis ma'isa sheni. Very similar thing. And there the Rav is not masik. Ha're'ni nozer, al'manashe galech v'mayis ma'isa sheni, she masik there also. I made the whole nozer only with that tonight, she'galech v'mayis sheni. And there he's not masik. So the Lecha Mishnah says, Vaisais is a chilek between Nazirus and the Taida. By the Taida, you are being mechayiv yourself in the Taida, so you can make tanan, you can make a limitation in your chiyuv. Mashenke by Nazirus, you're not being mechayiv yourself in the Karbanis Nazirus. You're saying Ereni Nazir, you can't go and play around with the chiyuv Karbanis Nazirus. Taisis is mefurish, it's the same thing. So Rabbi Chanan is masba, this is as far as machleik is Ravid and Taisis. The Ravid holds that by Nazirus, the Chiyuv Karbanis don't come directly from your neder. Your neder is just the Kiyam Din in Nazirus. Nachdem that you're Mekayim the Din in Nazirus Ayidei in Neder, come to Tyre and the Tyre is Mekayiv you in the Karbanis. So Mela, since you didn't make the Chiyuv of the Karbanis, you just made the Nazirus, so you can't go now and limit the Chiyuv of the Karbanis. The Tyre is Mekayiv the Karbanis. Lechay, if you try to limit those Karbanis, that's Shemas Lamash Kasa B'Tayre. Because you're not making that chiyuv. You're just making yourself a nazir. You're making yourself a shem tayyiv nazir. The chiyuvim come in meila. So those chiyuvim you don't have a right to play around with. Mashenkin and Reelai Taida, you're making the chiyuv Taida. You can make the chiyuv Taida in a limited oifen. Mashenkin Taisus holds that all the chiyuvim is yours come mikayach yeneder. So now you say, such a you say, the Briskirov says the you say it in a few places. All the chiyuvim is yours come mikayach yeneder. Yeneder is a direct mechayiv on all the chiyuvim. They all come in kayach in eder, including the karbanis. So meila, ibasai, you could limit the chiyuv of the karbanis, but in eder, you could limit them in this eifin by eifin that it's ein abam in achulin. And like we explained, that's not called mas lemashkasa b'teira. The Gemara goes vayta. Now who gaver to amalei havalei arba meyazuzu leploini velinsev brati? There was somebody who was dying, and he said, as a mitzvah machmas misa, you should give 400 zuz to this person, and he should marry my daughter. So Amar HaPapa, Arba Meir Shakel, he gets the 400 zuz no matter what. And the daughter, it's up to him. If he wants, he get married. If he doesn't want, he doesn't have to. That's only if he says give him and he should marry. But if he says he should marry and give him, then it's only if he gets married. There is a riff in Bava Basra in the ninth parak that says that it's a shayla is kavana. The question is mamash a question of kavana. That when he says a lashon, give him the 400 zuz and he should marry my daughter, he means there's two things. First, I want to give him a ton of 400 zuz. And second of all, I want him to marry my daughter. So they're not dependent one on the other. Mashiach, if he says he should marry my daughter and give him 400 zuz, then his kavana is that the 400 zuz is a chelik of marrying the daughter. If he marries my daughter, he should get 400 zuz. If not, then he doesn't. It's mamash shel kavana. That's the chayav Tosfos is learning also. And that's how we're going to see the Ravid and the Ramban and Milchamis and the Rashba. They all learn like the Rif. That's the Hemshech. That's how Tosfos and the Rishayim explain the Hemshech to our Sugya. In other words, like we explained before, and this is how the Rishayim are learning, if you learn that it's a Hemshech, it's not al tzmas namashkasa b'tayr. It's because his kavan is like this. I want this to be a tayr, first of all. Second of all, I want to be Eitzim Mishum Chagiga. That you can't do. Once you want it to be a tayr, it's a tayr. Now you can't play around with it anymore. I want to be a Nazir. And second of all, I want that Megaleichu Vayis Maisa. That you can't do. Mashiach, if you reverse the order, so the pshat is you're saying, Vosfar a Nazir do I want to be? A Nazir is Megaleichu Vayis Maisa. Vosfar a Tchi of Tayda do I want to have? A Tchi of Tayda that could be Eitzim Mishum Chagiga. So there, it's a different story like we were married before. Either B'chal wouldn't be a Nether, or Itaki could work to limit your Chiyuv. But the Baal Amar doesn't learn this way in the Sugya. The Baal Amar learns that it's a din in Hilchus Tanam. There's a din by Tanam. It has to be Tnai Kaidun Lamaisa. In order for a Tnai to work, it has to be similar to Tanam B'nei Gadu Meiruvain. There we said, first a Tanai, if they go across the Yarden, then they will get Eretz Gil the Yerusha. And if they don't go across the Yarden, then they won't get, then they'll get Eretz Canaan. So that's a Mishpatei Tanam. It has to be, you need the Zaman Yom, you need Tanai Kafel, you have to say both sides, if this, then that, and if not this, and not that, and you have to say Hein Kaidim Olav, you have to first say the yes, and then say the no, and it has to also be Tanai Kaidim Lamais, you have to say, if this, then that, but if you say that, if this, that's not a Tanai, it's a problem with Mishpatei Tanon. So the Shainim above, that Rapapa L'chayr is not teaching you Mishpatei Tanon, the Mishnayis that tell you Mishpatei Tanon, Rapapa wouldn't have to teach it to you. But the Ravid here says a chiddush, which is interesting. It's a bissel shaloyim kaima. It's here in Beit Nafchaf, and the Ravid says a chiddush negayet to Hilchus Tanam to Nashim and Nezikim. The Ravid says a chiddush that the only time you need Mishpatei Tanam is when you want the Maisa to be kaim right now, and you want it to be dependent on a later tonight. You want the kedushin should be chal now. Rebbe Kadesh Sliam Anash Etin Li Masayim Zutz. But you want that the Kedushin should be chal right now, and it should be dependent on getting the 200 zuts. So if you want a maisa which is going to be chal now, dependent on something later, then you need the mishpatei atnom, you need the tnai kofel, the hein kaidim olav, the tnai kaidim lemaisa, or the mishpatei atnom. Masha enkein, when you say that the maisa should be chal later, when you give me 200 zuts, then you'll be mekadeshes to me. So then you don't need mishpatei atnom b'chalal. The ma'isa is chal achas man, like you mekadesh lach alamed, you megarish lach alamed. I'll pee the rules of being mekadesh for a later time. But that's not a tanai b'chlal. There's no mishpatei atnam necessary there in such a case. That's a raivitz chiddush. The Ramban says it has a raiv from a Yishalmi and first Yishalmi in the third peg of Kedushin. It says like this, Sarei mekadesh le'amnash yeridu gushamim, v'yeridu gushamim mekadeshes, v'mav einu mekadeshes. If he says, a mekadeshes to me, amnash that the rain should fall, and the rain falls, and she mekadeshes, and if not, not. Ramei yoreim ben yeridu ben lo yeridu mekadeshes, that's yichbol tonight. The one that holds, you need a tonight kofel, you'll have to red ice. If the rain, mekadeshes to me, if the rain falls, and if the rain doesn't fall, it won't be mekadeshes to me. But then it says, "I call Maidim Shem Amal Achash Yeridu Gushamim." Then Yeridu Gushamim Mekadeshes Umlaveinim Mekadeshes. Someone's Maid. If you don't say Yeridu Gushamim Nash Yeridu Gushamim, but you say Achash Yeridu Gushamim, after it rains, then you Mekadeshes. So tonight is on a later time. Then you don't need Mishpatei Atnam. So the Gemara says, "Rabbi Chagi Boy Kumer Rabbi Yosi V'Heinim Loikal Acheru." which he means to ask that the case of the Tanai B'nai Gadol B'nai Ruvain, you said, Yavru, Gilad. So it sounds like that gufa, the way we learn that Mishpatei Tram for Tanai B'nai Gadol B'nai Ruvain, that's a Tanai that after they go and cross the Yarden and fight, they're going to get Eretz Gilad. So that's a Tanai for afterwards. So Amalei Shani Shaisa Aris Lefnei V'Mavakash Litziyim Yadam. That Fakert, there was theirs, they had it already, they were Muxlik in it, they were in Gilad. And Fakert, the Tanai goes and to be might see it. So that was a Tanai of Me'achshav, that was a Tanai that they're getting the Eretz Gilad right now, but Tanai that they go across, they need Mishpatei Atanam, but otherwise you don't need Mishpatei Atanam. Rabban is maskim to this Raiva, the Raj is also Mefalpul, but the Rambam in Perek Vav Milchasishas Alachi Yitzayin, he holds Fakert. He holds Mamish punk the opposite. That by a Tanai of Me'achshav, that's B'davka when you do need Mishpatei Atanam. A Tanai that takes place now, in, that's when you don't need Mishpatei Atanam. And Vaisis heals that the case of Eretz Gilad was a Tanai of a Tanai of them, a Tanai of Lachazman, like the Havman of the Yishalmi. I don't know exactly how he learns the Yishalmi. Al-Kapanim Yadis Mechalikis Yishainim. I'll also mention it at the Balamor, the Dingsach on a Chuvah Sarif. The Chuvah Sarif says a very Shver Azach. That the Mishpatei Atanam is dafka by Yisurim, dafka by Gidin and Kedushin. By Mammon, there's no mocker for Mishpatei Atanam, you don't need all these things. Mammon is telling what he means. Whatever he means is good enough. What's the difference how he says it? It's only by Yisurim that you have Mishpatei Atanam. The Baal Mor is very bothered, the Kama Gemara is not that way, and the case of the Gom, the Ruvin Lechayr is not that way. The Macham is here, is Matriach to Miyash of the Rif. You have to first say if it's a yishiv on the rif. Al Kapanim is also another machlokes brought in here in Beya. So shigul shleibim kaimai. Now let's see the Gemara Vaita. The Gemara now goes to the other machlokes beishamei beisilel. It's machlokes if you could bring oilos on yamdiv, and the other machlokes is in regard to the shlamim if you could do smicha on the shlamim. So the Gemara has a machlokes tanoim. What's the pshat in the machlokes? The Gemara brings a brisa with Rabbi Yosi that says, "Vanechlu beishai misil al smicha atz mishet tzarech." Everyone agrees that you need smicha, that shalmei chayve needs smicha. Amat nechlu kol takev v'smicha shchita. The shaila is: does the smicha in general by all karbanis, all dinei smicha, does it have to be right before the shchita? Takev v'smicha shchita? Well, no. Beishai says you don't need takev v'smicha shchita, so you can do the smicha on erev yantif. You don't have to do the smicha on yantif. So therefore, you don't do smicha on yantif, you can do it erev yantif. Bisulaim tzarech, and Bisul says you need to do take of a smicha shchita. So you can't do it erev yantif, that's why you have to do it on yantif. The Gemara brings another brisa. Tanya Amar Beis Rabbi Yehuda. Lenechku beisham Bisul al take of a smicha shchita shetzarech. Everyone agrees that you have to do take of a smicha shchita. Amanechku al a smicha atzma. Shebisham eimim ein tzarech, Bisulaim tzarech. The smicha itself, Meshameh holds that you don't need smicha, because he holds that only Shalmei Nedava needs smicha, and you don't learn out Shalmei Chayva from Shalmei Nedava. And Meshameh holds, no, that Shlomim do need smicha, you learn out Shalmei Chayva from Shalmei Nedava, that you do need smicha. But everyone's masking, if you would need smicha, you would need take it for smicha shchita. So this Gemara is mashma, that if the korban would require smicha, and that requirement would be take it for smicha shchita, that requirement would be that the smicha would have to be done on Yom Tov, that everyone be maskim that you could do smicha, and it's not a problem doing smicha on Yom Tov. The reason why Beis Shammai holds that you do not do smicha on Yom Tov is because it's not required. Either the pshat is that stam you don't need smicha Beis Shammai chayva, or the pshat is that you do need smicha, but after doing Yom Tov, you can do it erev Yom Tov. The Gemara Chagiga, on daf Tez Zayin Amid Beis, Amr Av Shomber Abba Amr Rabbi Yechanan, Mo'ilum Altei Shvus Kala Be'inecha. Rabbi Yechanan says that a Shvus, a Issad Rabbanan, shouldn't be Kala in your eyes, Shoyim Smicha Einel Mishum Shvus, V'nechluka Bagadai Le'adar. It's coming off the Mishnah over there. The Mishnah brings that it wasn't just a Machalikis B'Sham B'Yisilam. It says, Yeis Ben Yezu Amr Shaloy Lismach, Yeis Ben Yechan Amr Lismach, Yeshua Ben Prachi Amr Shaloy Lismach, Nidar Be'eli Amr Lismach, Yudim Ben Tabi Amr Shaloy Lismach, Shem Mishadach Amr Lismach, Shmai Amalismech, Avtalina Mishaloy Lismech, and then Hillel and Shammai, Shammai Amishaloy Lismech, Hillel Amalismech. So, tremendous Gedalei Adar argued just about Smicha, and the whole Smicha is only a Shvus, only the Rabbanan. Vaisis, the Rabbanan is a very Chomer. That's what Rabbi Yechanan says. So, Gemara says Pshita. So, the Gemara says, Lafuke Mimandi Amma Besmicha Gufa Pligi, Kamash Lom Beshvusu the Pligi. Lafukif and the man, the Omer, they argue about smicha. The Rashi, they explains that they argue whether you need smicha or not. Kamashmo, no, they argue about shvus, whether you could do the sisa derabanan of smicha. So the mashmais of the Gemara is a third side, that the machlekes is whether Chazal said that there's an isa derabanan of smicha, that even though you have to bring the carbon, and there's a chiv deraisa, mitzvah say deraisa of smicha, but the rabbanan said, no, you can't do the smicha, we're making an isa derabanan, being mevatel to do an isa mitzvah say deraisa of smicha, and they asked it, oh no, they allowed, they waived the isa derabanan, letzarech, the mitzvah deraisa of smicha. That's the machlekes. So that's the chayah third machlekes. So now I think it's a machlekes rishainim. Taisus here, the b'maskel d'leg ha'mishal mechayva, learns as the third machlekes, and he learns that that's the pshat of Rashi in the Mishnah. Rashi in the Mishnah that says that ain soim chaleim. Rashi says shasmicha soim mishum shvus shebechol kaycha yisoim chaleim shtamish ubalechayim. He says pshat meshama is that smicha is also mishum shvus. Smicha is an isa derabanan. He doesn't qualify it. He doesn't say because you don't need the smicha because you don't, we hold you don't need smicha bechol meshama mechayva. He doesn't say that smicha is because you don't hold of teka for smicha shkita. Nice, nice. You don't have to come on to that. Even if you would need smicha, even if you'd held teka for smicha shkita, smicha is the rabbanan, smicha is a shvus. You can't do it on the end of period. In Chagigah of Zayin with Beis, the Gemara quotes the Mishnah. Rashi says the same thing on Beis Shammai, and he adds in Beis Hillel that by Beis Hillel it says, V'sayim chanaleim, Rashi says, Kevin the mutu levin legozu shvus levatel smichasa. Since you're allowed to bring them, they weren't crazy shvus levatel smichasa. He doesn't qualify it at all. It sounds like according to Shammai, Beis Shammai, they were geyser. According to Beis Hillel, they weren't geyser. So Taisus Taka learns it's a third mahalach, the three mahalachim. And as Agamarim Beah holds, the Tanam that are brought here hold, that Be'etzim, everyone would be maskim, that they wouldn't be geyser on smicha if you would need the smicha. Now, Beis Shammai holds, you don't need the smicha, either because Bechlal you don't need smicha by Shammai Chayva, or because you can do it Erev Yantif, but since you don't need it, so Meil, let's also, Masha'en Kain, Beis Hillel holds, you do need it. But the Gemara in Chagigah is Mashma, no, Beis Shammai is not because you don't need it, Beis Shammai is Geizim, Mishum Shvus. That's what Tosfos learns. The Rashba and the Shita Mekabetzes are pretty clear not that way, because on the Rashi in the Mishnah, the Rashi says, Kasmich Mishum Shvus, the Rashba and the Shita both say, Rashi is not going like the man, the Omer, that it's a machlokes if shal mechayva b'chol needs smicha. He's not going like that man, the Omer. He's going like the man, the Omer, that everyone holds a shal mechayva needs smicha. But it sounds like, they don't say mamish b'feish, but it sounds like they hold that even if the machlokes is take of a smicha shkita, Rashi in the Mishnah shnims. And the emes is the Mimi says it's mefurish. The Mimi learns that, he says, Beis Shammai holds its asher, why? Because it's an isidur abundant of smicha, it's mishtamash and balechayim, and va'oid, you could do it yesterday. In other words, those two things stem together. Because it's really not so much what I'm saying. You could learn if Yechanan in Chagigah could stem. L'chayre can stem with the braisa, yibachal needs smicha, but L'chayre could stem with the braisa that you have to do the smicha on Erev Yamdiv, because L'maisa B'Shamah is saying you can't do the smicha on Yamdiv. So B'Shamah is saying that not to do this isidur abundant of smicha, because you could do it Erev Yamdiv. But the Yisraelites are arguing whether or not you could or could not do it on Yom Tov. The Machlokes is totally on whether you could do it Erev Yom Tov. But that also would fit the words, Al Tei Shvus Kala Be'Necha, even though they're not arguing Stam if the Shvus Terabonin is Deicha Deraisa, they're arguing if there's by necessity a conflict between the Shvus Terabonin and Deraisa. But Lamaisa are arguing about the Shvus Terabonin. They're arguing about the Issa Smicha. That Beis Shammai holds is a smicha because you could do it earlier, and Beis Hillel says no, it's a smicha because you can't do it earlier. But like we said, Taisus Lamaisa holds that it's three different shittas. Now the Mefarshim tells a little bit. If you hold that there is a chiyuv smicha by Shlomim, by Shammai Chayva, novas then you can't do it on Yantif because you should do it erev Yantif. So now we can understand why by Yantif Beis Shammai says ain't smicha maleim. Mashen kain if there's Bechlal Nachiv Smicha by Shalmi Simcha, by Shalmi Chayva. So, why does Beis Shammai say, by Yom Tif ain't Simcha Aleim? Even Chalam Ha'id also ain't Simcha Aleim. Whenever you bring the Shalmi Chagiga, you ain't Simcha Aleim. Even if it's not in Yom Tif, even Chalam Ha'id, or after Shavuos, Bechayel, you have 7 days to bring it. You also don't do Smicha on them. It's a bissel shver the Lashon. The Tzlach says in Shasan Tipshat, the Tzlach says that Faket, Beis Shammai wanted to be Meramiz, that we're talking about Chal Mechaiva, because since he says Ein Seim Chamaleim by Nedarim and Adavis, there would be a Chiv Smicha. So Mamela, it wouldn't pass the Lashon Ein Seim Chamaleim. So Mamela, that's why he says Ein Seim Chamaleim, to tell you that we're talking about Chal Mechaiva, we're talking about Chal Mechaiva, not Nedarim and Adavis, and still, that's what you're allowed to bring on Yantif, but Nedarim and Adavis, you can't bring on Yantif. But the Achrayim Shtalzach on the Lashon Rashi here on Daf Chafim and Aleph, the Lashon Rashi here is very shver. Because when he brings down the Man Diomer that says that according to Beis Shammai, there is no Din Smicha Beis Shammai Chayva, so he says, Hilchach Leidachis Smicha Didu Yamtif. It's B'dibra Maskel Beis Shammai. Hilch Leidachis Smicha Didu Yamtif. Therefore, the Smicha is not Dech Yamtif. So B'kveg and Gilyan Hashas, the Pnei Yeshua asks his Kasha, other Achrayim, they all ask the Kasha, what do you mean Leidachis Smicha Didu Yamtif? If there's no din smicha, l'chayr, there should be an issa smicha all the time. Because that's what the Gemara says there in Chagiga and other places, that without the mitzvah of smicha, you're not allowed to lean on a behemoth b'chol kaychay. It's a din of avayda b'kachim. That's doing avayda b'kachim. No matter when you bring the shalmei chayva, which don't have a din smicha, you can't do smicha on it. So what's this lashon of Rashi hilchli dach yis smicha to do yamtif? It sounds like Dafka Yamtif you can't do it, because since it's not a Chiv, it's not Dech Yamtif. L'chayre, if it's not a Chiv, you can't do Smicha no matter what. That's right, Rebbe Kivega. That's right, the Pnei Yeshua. Well, L'chayre, the Masses Kasha. Now, seemingly, from the Rashba and the Shita that we spoke out, and Rashi in the Mishnah, the Rashi in the Mishnah says the reason why Beis Shammai holds Ein Seim is because Smicha is a Shvus, and the Rishonim say, and Rashi stims only with the Man Diomet, that does not stim with the Man Diomet, they're arguing if you need smicha altogether. So it sounds like that's what they're learning, that if like the Man Diomet, you don't need smicha altogether, it's only to do with smicha not being Dech Yantif. Stam, you're not going to do smicha, because you don't need the smicha, so it blives away the Bekachim. L'chayr Shver, it doesn't stim l'chayr with the Lashon Rashi over here, on Daf Chafim and Aleph. There's a teres in the Shar HaMelech, in the first tickle in Uchus Maisa Kabanis, Per Gimel, that he says there, he has a whole ganze cheshbin. The Rashi holds this a machlokes tanoim, if there's a problem of b'chol kaychay. That according to Rabbi Yosi, as a ganze cheshbin, according to Rabbi Yosi, even if something doesn't need smicha, there's no issa avayda b'kachim to do smicha. Even if it's not necessary to smicha, there's no issa avayda b'kachim if you want to do smicha. So that's what the sugya chagiga, the sugya erivin in the 10th parak, that he holds the machlokes tanoim. Rashi, as you learn, the machlokes tanoim is if a isha does smicha and she's not mechuyev, is that al kapanim a mitzvah? So Mela, it wouldn't be a problem of Veda B'kachim. But he wants to extend it to any case where you don't need smicha, that the smicha l'maisi, you're doing it, it's a reshus, you're able to do it, it won't be a Veda B'kachim. That's what Rashi has to say, l'dachas smicha l'du yamtiv. There's a Sfasemes that says, very mechuridik pshat, that he says like this, he says that Veshame says Shalmei Chayva doesn't need smicha, what about Shalmei Simcha? Shalmei Simcha also you can bring on yamtiv. And the Chayr Shalmei Simcha also, not only Shalmei Chagiga, you bring two types of Shlamin. You bring Shalmei Chagiga, and you bring Shalmei Simcha. But the difference is that Shalmei Chagiga, you have to make a separate carbon for Shalmei Chagiga. There's a din of Dvarim Shebechayiv and Ebalim and Achulin. But Shalmei Simcha is not that way. Like the Gemara said earlier, on the Fites of Abayz, Meivel and Dasa Bechaga Sukkis, V'yaitse Bayit Chavasa Mishum Simcha, V'yaitse Mishum Chagiga. And Rashi there explains, because for Shalmei Simcha, you can bring whatever you want, as long as you have Vasa Shlamin, it's fine. So he says, let's say a person has a Nedarim and Adavis to bring, a Shlamim, and he brings it on Yantif. He's allowed to bring it on Yantif because he's being Yaitz a Shalmei Simcha with it. So it's like Gari from Shalmei Simcha. He says, such a carbon would need Smicha. But that's what Beis Shammai is saying when he says, Ein Simcha Maleim, that you can't bring such a carbon because you have to bring Dafka, a Shlamim, which is Miyuchat to be Shalmei Simcha, which would have a din of a Shalmei Chayva, which would not need smicha. So that's what it means, l'dach is smicha to do yamtif, that avada, the carbon that's not mechuyev in smicha, avada tzas to do smicha all the time. But the pshat is you could bring for shalmei simcha a carbon that you already mechuyev before, which l'chayr would have a din smicha, and that is l'dach yamtif. He says another pshat, that shalmei simcha you can bring as much or as little as you want. Shalmei simcha is no shir. So shalmecha you can bring one shlamim, but shalmei simcha, if you have a lot of people eating, you can bring a lot, you can eat a lot of meat. So he says that the pshat is that anything which is not mamash achiyev, you just bring it for extra, it could be whatever din that you need smicha. And Beis Shammai is telling you, by Ein Seim Chamaleim, that you can't bring the extra one, because you have this problem of smicha. and they wouldn't allow the smicha of that. So that would explain these two things. That would explain the Rashi hilchah le'dachas smicha to do yamtiv. Now l'chayr it's tamua, l'chayr you don't do smicha altogether. But l'fi zeh, we're talking about shalmi simcha, which shayach that you'll do smicha anyway because it's already in Darim and Adavis, of course it's an extra shalmi simcha. And also explain b'chlal, the other kasha they ask, what's the pshat in the Mishnah that on yamtiv if you say in simcha meim, you never say mecha and shalmi chayva. The Teretz is, but Shalmi Simcha, you would do Smicha on sometimes, if it's an extra Shalmi Simcha, or if it's already in Dharma Nadavis, Samael tells you ain't Simcha. That's a shtickle from the Sfas Emes. And now let's see the Gemara in Amud Beis. The Gemara brings two Braises. The Gemara brings the Braise where they still ask Beis Shammai, that Ma'ba Makam Sha'os Ledi Mut L'Gvoya, if in a place where, like Shabbos, which is Asif ready to cook, it's Mutta to bring Karbanis, Makam Shemutta Ledi Shemutta L'Gvoya, Amen Beis Shammai Nedarim Nedavis Yechichu Shemut Lehdi V'Asa L'Gvaya. So Beis Shammai says, you see Nedarim Nedavis, it's Mut Lehdi, but you're not allowed to bring Nedarim Nedavis. So Beis Shammai accepted that. Amen Beis Shillel, Ma'al Nedarim Nedavis, Ein Kvu Lehm Zman. So Beis Shammai says, it's also Ein Kvu Lehm Zman, because you have the whole Yantif, Mishlechag B'Yantif Rishin Shalchai Chai Vel Karegel Kulay. Yantif Achra Shalchai. Amen Beis Shillel, Avzu Kvu Lehm Zman, Detan Ava Regel Lechag, Ein Chai V'Archu Yusay. So it is Kvu Zman. So it's a machlokes if the Eilus Shri is considered kavua zman or not kavua zman. Beis Shammai says it's not considered kavua zman because of the whole 7 days for it. And Beis Shillel says it is considered kavua zman because you only have 7 days and afterwards you can't bring it anymore. And Rashi says a nusach v'yesh locha shem yivsha yenes b'shayim e'moyid v'layavi. And you have to be chayshah shem yivsha yenes b'shayim e'yandiv v'layavi. You see, the emphasis Rashi says such as Rashi Mamish has that same svara before in the Testament Aleph by Nedarim and Nedavis. Rashi there says exactly the same words. He says Nedarim and Nedavis helvein zmanem hayoyim klal devakel ein kreivim afilu shlam v'kolshken oilus yachol v'machaz zman. And he says that avagav v'chayiga v'riya yeshlam tshlum v'kol shiva sharu shem yonis lo yekevena b'shar yamin. He says as far as shem yonis, you might not be able, you might not have a chance to bring it later. So Rabbi Chanan there stelzach Shemi Anis L'Chayr is Pshat. It sounds like a Darabanan Dika thing. What's the Pshat because of Shemi Anis? Because maybe you might not do it later. We could be Daich Anis the Yamtif. What's the Pshat in the Rashi? Al Shemi Anis. So Rabbi Chanan says in Jusanti Pshat, just like the Ranet said that Eichel Nefesh is Hutra. In other words, even if you really don't need it, but you know, it's Mutti, you could do it, you could cook Barafchus. Eichel Nefesh is Hutra. Mamali Isha Kadeir Basa, even if you only Chaticha Achas, because you could cook Barafchus. We don't want you to be Kareg at all, we don't want you to be cheap at all because we want you to be able to have as much as you want, not worry about maybe cooking too much. So here also, the pshat is that about there's a shemiya on this. It's considered that you're doing it l'tzarech yantiv because you could do it later, but no, I might be manis later, there might be a problem later. So memel al tzedin hutcher, it's considered like you can't do it later. But l'chayr it's very shver, we're not talking about echel nefesh b'chlal. And the Marashar already says, Shemi Yonis is not episode. There are abundant Gedin episodes because of a chash of Shemi Yonis. It's called the Tzarech Yantif. The Shaila is in the Drosh of the Psukim. The Shaila is the Drosh of the Psukim of Lashem is Dumya to Chagiga. The Drosh of Lashem is a case of Kvulem Zman. Meshamai holds that this is not called Kvulem Zman. This doesn't have a din of Kvulem Zman because since you have the whole Yantif to bring it, it's not Kvulem Zman. And male, there's no chilik between Eilasri and Adarim and Adavis. And Beis Hillel holds, no, the Shemi Anis means that it's Kavul HaMizman. It means that you have to do it today. You could do it tomorrow, but you might not be able to do it tomorrow. You have very limited time. So Mel, that makes it considered Kavul HaMizman. It's also Shishal in the Drasha of Kavul HaMizman to make a chilek why you should darshan Lashem to be Mar B'davka Eil HaSriya and not Nedarim and Nedavis because Eil HaSriya has a limited time and there's a Shemi Anis. So you might have to, you might not have to do it today. Masha'en Kein Nedarim and Nedavis, which have an unlimited time, so it wouldn't be Kavul Emzman. That's the Pashas, as I state in the Marashat, not like Rabbi Chanan. Then the Gemara brings the other Braisa, that Rabbi Shaul said at Balash and Acheris, that Ma'ba Mogen Shekiroska Stuma Kirishav Chepsucha, etc., and then he says, Eina Bedin, Shalei Shulchan Chamole, Vishulchan Rab Cherekon, and the Gemara says, V'maika Miflugi, Marisov and Adar Medav is Kraven Beyantif, or Marisov ain't Kraven Beyantif. So the two Ma'alchim, in the Rishayim, Rashi, and this is also Teis Maskana, holds that Abishol is the one that holds that Nedarim and Nedavis are Kraven Miyamdiv, because he just Stam says that since Kiroscha is psucha, savada kiris rabcha also has to be psucha. And since your shulchan is malei, savada the shulchan rabcha also have to be malei. So mele you could bring the darim and the davis. Mashen came the first man the Amr, fakat, when Beshami said the darim and the davis is chichu, Beisul was maskim and gansin. So since Beisul was maskim and gansin, Vaistai is the first man the Amr held that the darim and the davis are not graven biyamtiv. So Taisa says with the Clarkite that when the Gemara says that Beishame asked him Lachem, Lachem Vle Lagvaya, and Beisul says it says Lashem, called the Lashem, and came Matam Lema Lachem, Lachem Vle Lakusim, Lachem Vle Laklovim, that who had then Beisul is also asking to Lachem Vle Lagvaya. Otherwise, the Dharma of Davos also would be mutter. You have to say Beisul also Lachem Vle Lagvaya. But Beisul darshins Lashem to tell you that Eilat Shri is mutter. And like he says, it's different because it's Kavul Emzmat. Like we mentioned, Taiz in the first parak, which he references here, says that Lechem V'Legvay is an Aseh. So Mela, if you, the Darm and the Davis, you're not over Lav, you're over an Aseh. They have Lechem V'Legvay. But Abishol is Mashem V'Chaldan of Lechem V'Legvay. And that's Lechem what it says, Mufurishim Sacham Adafim Zayin, that the Gemara there says that the one that holds that Shteh Lechem, Eina Fiyosim Dech Yantiv, Darshas Lechem Velegvaya, and the other one, Savel Kabishol, and what is with Lechem? Lechem Velekusim, Lechem Veleklovim, it's Mash Mechai doesn't hold the Lechem Velegvaya, and May, like we mentioned in the previous Shia, Lechay, according to Abishol, even an Oila would be Mutter. But the, now it's Shtimut the Gemara in Shabbos, Dafkof Yadalad, which says that if you hold the Dharma the Dov is craven Beyantiv, then you don't need a Pasuk that Chalve Shabbos is craven Beyantiv. Even though the Chalvei Shabbos is not being done for a head yet, it's just being done L'Gvaya, there's Narshan L'Chem V'Lei L'Gvaya, He Ol Shleih Shulchancha, Ol V'Shulchan Rabcha Reka, and that applies to the Darim and the Davis as well. So Me'el Huadin, you could make any carbon you want on Yom Tif. Mashen Kain, the Braisa earlier, Daf Yitesim and Aleph, and the Gemara on in Chagiga, Daf Zayinim and Beis, which says that even if you hold the Darim and Davis in Craven, that's Daf Kishlomim and not Eilis, they look a whole like what it says in Taiz and Shabbos Daf Kaf Dalad that everyone dashes Lechem V'Lei L'Gvaya, but the Shlomim that you bring of the Darim and the Davis, that's called Lechem because the head that's going to eat it, that's mamish called Lechem. The one who holds the Darim and Davis ain't craving Miyantav holds it. No, you're shechting it as a carbon. The male is Mishulchan Gavaya Kazachu. Mashen Kain, the man, the Yom and the Darim and Davis crave him, it's Daf Kishlomim, and that's because everyone holds the Lechem. Like we mentioned, Lechem Yitzim Achalik is Tanon. We spoke that from the Chazanish there in Shabbos Kaf Yudalad and from the Chassam Sefer in Tshuvas. The other pshat in the Gemara of the Machlokes, the Darim and the Davis, is Faker. Taiz brings down a pshat from Rabbi Nishmuel that Faker, that Abishol holds the Darim and the Davis is ain't craving Miyamtif. That's what Abishol holds. The Darim and the Davis ain't craving Miyamtif. He's the one that also dashes the Chem V'Legvaya. Mashen Kain, the And the Kama heals like this. When it says, Mamba Makam Sha'asa Lahedya Mutalagvaya, that means that Makam Sha'mutalahedya Shmutalagvaya means that Mandach Shlomim is Mutter, and it didn't Shmutalagvaya the Eil is Mutter. Mandach by Shabbos, where Shlomim is Asa, Eil is Mutter, you can bring to me the Mesafim. Makam Sha'mutalahedya means when Shlomim is Mutter, so Kavachayim the Eil should be Mutter. And that by Shammai says, Nadarim and Adavis in Chichu. That Nedarim and Nedavis in Chichu means that by Nedarim and Nedavis, Shlomim are Mutter, and Eilis are Aser. So who are din by the Shalmach Yigin Eilis Shriya, the Shlomim can be Mutter, and the Eilis are Aser. You see from Ben Shmuel, then he holds that even according to Beis Hillel, even according to Man Yom, Nedarim and Nedavis are craven, that's Nafka Shlomim and not Eilis. And that's like we explained. He's learning up this brisa that the heter of Nedarim and Nedavis by Shlomim is because of the Tzarech Hedyot, not because you don't darish in Lechem V'Lei L'Gvayim. The Hechek holds that the Eilis are also midaraisa, even according to Beis Hillel, and that's what Beis Shammai is trying to prove, that you see that the Shlomim by Nedarim and Nedavis are mutter, even though the Eilis is also midaraisa. So, in the Man Yom and Nedarim and Nedavis are not craven, which the Chayyar has learned that from Lechem V'Lei L'Gvayim, we have Taiz in Afyin Beis, it says it's an Asay. And we have over there, like we mentioned, the Rashba holds it, no, that it will be a lav. It will be the regular Issa Malacha without any heter of Eichel Nefesh, because the Chayim V'Lei L'Gvaya goes back to the lav. And the Gemara over there that says that you need mitaych to yimata oila was like the man, the Amin, the Dharma, Davis, craving miyamtiv. The Me'iri here says a very big chiddush. The Me'iri here says that even though the Gemara says that the man, the Amin, the Dharma, the Davis, craving miyamtiv, loy teimi deraisa mirzi chazu, he says that he, Lamaisa learns it's only the Rabbanan. because he holds avad. If you hold me tayich, that's what says in the Gemara in Daf Yud Beis. Avad, it's ain aloika and it's mutter midaraisa. And even and the whole din of the Dharma Dav is ain kriyav miyantav is the Rabbanan. So what did the Gemara mean to say that don't say midaraisa mechaz the chaza av the Rabbanan the ask gzerisha miyisha? He says in dinei the Rabbanan there are two types of gzeris. There's a gzera, like a gzera of Shem Yisha, which they didn't say it's a malacha. They didn't say it's mamish like a kain deraisa, a smach of deraisa. Stop! They don't want you to bring karbanas on Yom Tov. The Dharma Dav is gzera Shem Yisha. They want you to bring it earlier, but that wouldn't be a kain of deraisa dika issa like it's an issa malacha. It's not a gzera of Shem Yisha. Mashen kain. We learn that from Shtei Alechem is undo Shtei Yisha. That the ask in the Dharma Dav is like as a malacha dika din. It's as a kain deraisa. That's all the Gemara means. But avad it is, according to everyone, an issa derabbanan. That's what the Miri says, grace of Chiddush.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.